This is Stephen Barker Lyles from Love and Theft, and you're listening to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music.
When someone's all alone and standing on the edge, somebody reaches out and pulls them in.
Hello there, I'm Wesley Ryan, and you are listening to a very special episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, the podcast and radio show full of uplifting songs and the inspiring stories behind them. If you are a frequent listener of the show, you are firmly aware for my love of all things Love and Theft. The dynamic duo of Eric Gunderson and Stephen Barker Lyles have not only given me some of my favorite country songs, they've literally changed my life with their music, and over the last few years, have become amazing friends and supporters of the show. So when I found out that Stephen's mother, Susie, had been diagnosed with ALS, I wanted to do whatever I could to help out, as I know so many of his friends and fans want to do. Stephen will be joining me to talk about a few ways we can all do that in the next hour, including supporting the Shine for Susie benefit concert at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville on Monday, December 4th. Stephen has put together an incredible list of artists and friends who'll be performing at the benefit, which you can snag a ticket for by heading to Ryman.com. And over the next hour, you'll hear some of the most uplifting tunes from Florida Georgia Line, Tyler Farr, Trent Tomlinson, and the other great artists who'll be joining the show. In a world that so frequently feels overwhelmed by darkness and negativity, we could all use a musical reminder of how much good there can be in the world, if we only take the time to be a part of it. And that's a message Stephen and Eric have been sending loud and clear since their very first album back in 2009. With a track all about the need to come together and shine a positive light in the world, let's kick off this episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music with Dancing in Circles from Love and Theft.
I don't understand why we do what we do to each other. According to his word, we're all born sisters and brothers.
Hey, Stephen, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I know it's a crazy time for you right now.
Of course, man. It's awesome. Appreciate you reaching out. Yeah, you doing good?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I was really sorry to hear about your mom, man. How's she doing right now?
Thanks, man. You know, she's doing okay. She's a strong woman of the Lord, and she has a lot of faith, man. More faith than me. She's keeping us all encouraged. And since there's no cure for ALS, pretty much you try everything. You try anything. So she started with a new holistic doctor over the last couple of weeks, and she's seen a lot of huge changes. She's on like a very high vitamin C diet, and she thinks it's really helping her a lot, which is, so that's cool. So, you know, it's just little things like that. You never know if it's going to, you know, make a difference or not. But so far, you know, she's seen some things like that help really help her. So we just stay positive and keep on trucking.
Well, I'm glad there are little things that are helping along the way. Sometimes, you know, that's what you need in the moment.
And one of the things that we're doing, one of the reasons we're doing this charity is insurance only pays for so much. And one of the things it doesn't pay for is stem cell treatments.
Yeah.
But there are mature stem cells treatments being done by a couple different doctors in some other countries because, you know, it's so regulated here. So you can barely do anything in this country because they want to make sure they're making all the money off of it and controlling it.
Yeah.
So when she got diagnosed, I reached out to some of my friends that are in some more advanced treatments in the cancer world that have been having huge success. I was like, man, here's what's going on with my mom. So we have a guy that's really in matured stem cells. It's not, I don't know how else to say it. It's not fetus stem cells,
right,
which have had more success with some stroke victims and things because they know where to go once they're injected in the body. And it's just like taking a vitamin. There's no downside to doing stem cell treatments. And we met a lady that randomly at this ALS meeting in Nashville clinic had been to the same doctor that we were in line to go to. So we were like, oh my gosh. So that's one thing that it doesn't pay for, but it's been beneficial to some people we've talked to. So man, we got to get her in there. We found out really early for my mom because she's a school teacher. She's very aware of her body and it started with her voice. So she's like, man, like by the end of the day, she can barely talk. So she like got a little miniature karaoke microphone kit and so that the kids in the back of the class can hear her. But she's like, you know, my voice shouldn't be this tired at the end of the day. And then also, you know, walking up the stairs by the end of the day was like, she's like, I feel like I'm 80 years old and my mom's only 59. So she's like, something's wrong. So she's process of elimination. Her and her husband stayed on it and had some people help us out and get us into some other places in different states because it's a really weird process anyways. For ALS, it's a weird system. So long story short, She found out early, which is going to help her in the long run.
Glad to hear that. The stem cell thing is interesting. There's, I think, a huge misunderstanding about what it is, and I think there's just a lot of opinion about it, which has hurt, I think, our country in terms of helping people.
Oh, yeah, man. The doctor we're going to specifically has had huge, huge success with stroke victims. So then he started doing some stuff with ALS patients, and he's seen such great results. And the lady we talked to that's done, she's like, it's the best I've felt in years, and it lasts for like a year and a half. So, you know, every 18 months you go back. But it's expensive, yes, because it's not done here. But, I mean, there's literally no downside. It's pretty much like taking a beefed up vitamin or something. Or if you're hungover, it's like taking an IV. Like, we're excited. I mean, shoot, I wish I could afford it. I might hook up to some but like, that's kind of what it is. So, so we're excited to do that. And then, you know, I mean, living costs change totally differently when, you know, worst case scenario, since hers started in her lungs, the sad part of that is, you know, that she would end up on a breathing tube. But the thing about this disease is your brain is still the same. It doesn't affect your brain. So you think and you like the exact same way as you did normally, but your body just won't. Your body's like, it's very related to Parkinson's, actually. Mm. There's a lot of connections to that. But there ain't no cure, and they haven't had a new medication for it since 97. Now, one came out this year that's pretty, it was almost like it got pushed through because there's so much pressure after the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
There was so much pressure for them to come up with something, but it failed the first two trials. And it wasn't even passed through. They didn't even do trials for it. So pretty much it was like false hope for a lot of people. And the other drug, I was like, I encourage her not to take that either, because it's literally, I think it was like maybe 5% on some people. It might give you like 5% longer to live. I was like, you don't even know what's in that. So we're doing holistic things, and, you know, she's doing therapies and things. She's just doing everything we can, really. You know I'm always going to be here for you. No one's ever going to love you more than God, your mama.
Welcome back to a special episode of the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week we're spotlighting the Shine for Susie Country Music Benefit Concert and playing tracks from the fantastic artists who will be sharing the stage to support the ALS Association Tennessee chapter and the Shine for Susie ALS Charity Fund. We just heard God, Your Mama, and Me from Florida Georgia Line and the Backstreet Boys, as well as She's Amazing from Love and Theft themselves. Two songs about romantic love, but that also highlight just how amazing the women in our lives can be, whether they're mothers, daughters, partners, or friends. It's pretty clear how Love and Theft's Stephen Barker Lyles feels about his mom, not just from the inspiring way he talks about her, but from just how hard he is working to do whatever he can to be there for her in every way. I'm so glad to see so many fellow artists, friends, and fans turn out to support Stephen and his family. And as we talked about the moment he found out about his mom's diagnosis of ALS, it was clear the support he's personally received has meant the world to him.
I imagine it's kind of overwhelming to think about everything that's out there and trying to make those decisions. But yeah. You know, can you talk to me a little bit about what you were going through when you first found out? Because a lot of the listeners of my show have shared, you know, it's just such a tough time to process information like that.
Yeah, I was on my way to a co-write with my friend Christian Kaiser and Kim Page. And I pulled up, and I was so excited about this co-write because she had a houseboat. We were going to ride on this houseboat over on Old Hickory Lake. I was like, it's so fun. We get to ride on the houseboat. It's going to be such a cool vibe. And I literally pulled up. My mom calls me, and she tells me the news herself. And I was like, I didn't know exactly how bad the disease was at the time. I asked enough questions to know that she had more than, you know, 6 months to live. But I asked enough questions to also know that it could be less than 2 years. So, and that's me sitting in the car. So then I get out, and I'm like, sometimes I do the like awkward like laugh like that, like, what the heck, you know? Yeah. So I get out, and I walk down the dock, and I sit down, I'm talking to them. We eat some broiled peanuts, spicy ones. They were so good. And I was like, y'all, I was like, I just got the phone from my mom. She's got ALS. And it was just like, and then I just, you know, I didn't start bawling because I was still in shock, but it's just like this feeling. You're like, whoa. And, you know, just with anybody who has something bad happen to them or someone they love, you know, it's just like you go into a little bit of a shock, and then you also, you go through so many emotions all at once, and then, you know, your life changes really quick, you know. I mean, so now me and my sister moved to Clarksville with my mom, and my brother lived there, all my brothers are there, and I'm working on selling my house now in Gallatin and moving there just to be close and to help out, and just to not regret not moving there one day, if, you know, worst case. But we still have a lot of faith for the future of this. You know, some, there's been some really good stories about people living 12, 20 years. And one of my friends texted me yesterday. It was really encouraging. He had a friend diagnosed with ALS, and it was like really bad. And then, like, after like 2 years, it like slowly went away. So you don't really know. They don't know much about the disease, which is the sad part. But that could also work in our favor, because we don't know. We know so little about her case, and they do too. So she could hopefully have a case to where it's something like that. Now, another thing about this ALS is it can stay dormant. So my mom seems like she's doing great right now. But in 2 months, her body can just take this plunge where your breathing goes from 78% to 50, and your, you know, your motor skills, you know, just things like that. So that's the crazy thing about it, because you think like, wow, I'm really doing great, and it's really deceitful.
Yeah.
And then it totally gets you. But we're really excited. You know, we're excited to be able to, for this event we're doing at the Ryman on December 4th, we're excited about raising money for it and bringing a lot of awareness to a community of country music fans and supporters that are, in my opinion, the best fans in the world.
Yeah.
The most giving, the most heartfelt, and you know, I feel like country music artists are the most accessible to their fans of any other genre. So I think it'll be really nice. We just announced Tyler Farr is going to play on it. He called me yesterday, and he wants to play on it. So we're going to have a really nice group of guys, people coming out. And, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, their first home-cooked meal was from my mom. You know, a lot of those dudes used to come over to my mom's house and for holidays and things like that. You know, the FGL guys, that's, you know, they were coming over to the house, and we were, you know, breaking bread and celebrating things. And my mom was the one that cooked those meals. And so it's really nice when I reached out to those guys that they really wanted to be a part. And sometimes certain people in your camp don't want you to do certain things. But for these guys all involved, they all said, we're going to do it no matter what. And they let their people know, and they're going to donate their time, and we're going to raise a lot of money. So it's going to be really nice, and I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love the camaraderie between country music artists, that you don't see that as much in other genres.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Tyler Farr. Who else is going to be joining you?
So Florida Georgia Line, Kanan Smith, who I grew up with, and me and him actually moved to Nashville together. And that's how I met the FGL guys, when we were all over at Belmont. Jared Neiman, Craig Campbell, Trent Tomlinson, he's awesome. Stevie Montz is playing, DJ Silver. And then I'm actually co-hosting with Stormy Warren. I asked Stormy to host it with me, and so I'm going to co-host the event with him, and I think that'll be nice. I just wanted it to be a little different, so I feel like me hosting an event that night for my mom will make it a little more personal and a little more real for some of the folks there. You know, I think they'll see how big of a deal it is to me by me doing that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's going to be a nice night.
You mentioned the country fans too. And I've got to tell you, you know, of all the artists I've interviewed, your fans are some of the most positive and supportive folks. Have any of them reached out to you on social media?
Oh my gosh. The support that I've gotten on social media has been like overwhelming. I can't even say enough thank you and reply to enough of them. I just literally was like, man, how can I reply to these people? So I just went down the list and just, you know, just started hearting posts and stuff. And I mean, that doesn't even do it justice. So I made a little video yesterday saying thanks to everyone. You know, I got a call today from a guy saying, how can I help do this? And he's going to help me, you know, get some guitars donated so we can have the artist sign them and auction them off. And that's the thing. I know some artist friends of ours couldn't do it because of certain obligations, and some said they could do it, and then their label or manager booked them on something else, and then they felt really bad because I had to fill their spot or whatever. But I'm going to be raising money next year for ALS, and the next year, and the next year, and the next year. So for me, I'm just grateful for everybody that, you know, that people really do, you know, they just care and they want to help, and I'm just honored by that.
I have zero doubt that so many amazing country music fans and friends will turn out for the Shine for Susie benefit concert at the Ryman Auditorium on Monday, December 4th, which you can snag tickets for at ryman.com. If you do, you'll not only get to hear live music from Steven and Eric, you'll also be treated to the talents of some other amazing artists, including the ones you're about to hear, with a back-to-back-to-back set of songs all about the power of support and the power of country music. Let's check out A Little More Love from Jared Neiman and Lee Bryce. We Got Us from Kanan Smith, and Country Is My Rock from Trent Tomlinson.
Yeah, country, Boston country is my front seat. I got everything I need, but I get it for free, like the best thing in life. I ain't climbing up the ladder when I'd rather take a ride down the boulevard in an El Camino. Is it a car or truck? Hell, if we know, but we're going.
We got love, baby. Don't sell like much, maybe. There ain't no way that's not enough. Cause we got us.
You and Eric are just some of the most awesome, genuine guys I've ever had the opportunity to meet and hang out with. So, you know, I think when somebody goes through something like that and you see the response, you know, I think that speaks a lot to your character and, you know, just how much people value you too.
Oh, shoot, man. I appreciate it. That's really nice. Yeah. You don't know how you're going to handle something like this until it happens. And, you know, I'm still juggling two kids and a career and publishing and, you know, writing songs and all that stuff. So it's like, we never really put together a charity before. The ALS Tennessee chapter, I'm telling you right now, man, they have been so amazing. And their intentions are so pure. And they have been so helpful for all this. And we couldn't do it without them. And that has been awesome to have a partner. You know, they have a lot of resources and things. And so it's going really well.
Well, how has Eric been with all this? I know y'all have a really special brotherhood.
Yeah, he's been really supportive, man. I mean, he's even, him and his wife were like, yeah, we want to buy our tickets to the show. You know, even though he's donating his time, he still wants to buy tickets to the show. And I thought that was like a really, really nice gesture. I mean, for him to want to buy tickets for his family, even though he can get a couple comps because they're playing it, I was like, that shows that he, you know, is where his heart is. And that really meant a lot to me, actually. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the video that you posted to thank your fans. Was that the one with Jet hamming it up in the background?
That was the one thanking the fans, yeah. Gosh.
He is quite the character, my friend.
Dude, man, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree thing is so funny and so weird that I'm like, oh my gosh, like it makes me want to be a better dad. You know what I mean? I'm like, whoa, are you getting this for me? It's like little things, like, and you forget they're paying attention. Like, so like my sister calls me last night. They're like, you coming home for dinner? She's like, yeah. Like, what are we having? I was like, we're having poop on a stick. And I'm just being dumb. And then I realized, oh, my kid's in the backseat. No wonder he makes so many dumb, like, poop jokes, poop on your face jokes. Or, you know, I mean, I say up your butt and around the corner all the time because it's such a stupid middle school joke. So I was trying to bring it back. And I realized, oh, my gosh, my kid's probably saying that at school. I'm like, oh, that's why he said the F word the other day at lunch. Probably because of me. So I'm like, I got to be like, and he's just at that age. He's a very smart 3-year-old. So I just got to be careful. But, man, it is fun being a dad. I'm learning as I go, but I'm honored to be a dad, that's for sure.
Yeah, it looks like you're having a lot of fun.
If you don't follow Stephen Barker Lyles and Love and Theft on social media, you really, really should. You'll not only be the first to know about new music and shows from the guys, but you'll be treated to the aforementioned hijinks from one Mr. Jet Barker Lyles. And in case I haven't impressed upon you just how genuine of a guy Stephen is, you'll see how much he adores both of his kids, including his ridiculously beautiful daughter, Rainy Bell. So, in honor of Stephen Barker Lyles the dad, and to highlight yet another great artist who will be performing at the Shine for Susie benefit, let's check out not one but two tracks all about the love of a father. This is Craig Campbell with Family Man and When She Grows Up.
What she sees in me, that's what I want to be when she grows up. They're the fire in my driving on, the drive behind my coming home, the living, breathing reason that I am a family man.
I did want to take a second and just thank you for Love Wins. I don't think we've talked since that song came out and since y'all were nice enough to let me use it for the show. I don't know that I've ever had a time in my life where I just felt so strongly about a song and how important it is.
Yeah, man. You know, Eric and I grew up in church and very religious. And so that song is about that simple truth, man, about love conquers all. Love forgives. Love love never fails. And then that's my Bible verse. And we really want to get out there when there was the London shootings. And, you know, with everything in Vegas, it's just like we feel like it's a good song to hopefully heal some people's hearts and encourage people. And I wish it was out there more, to be honest. I feel like not enough people have really heard it, and I don't know how to do that, you know? I don't know, because it's not a single, but it's one of those songs that, like, man, I feel like if people heard it, it would really help so many people. But you also don't want to look like, that's the thing, man, our intentions for it are pure, and you don't want to look like you're taking advantage of a catastrophic situation like Vegas. They're like, hey, guys, here's a song. By the way, it's available on iTunes. Like, you know, I mean, like, right. That's not why we wrote that song. We already finished the album when we wrote that song. We wrote that song because of where our hearts were at the time and the guys in the room that knew the Lord and some crazy stories of some of my artist friends and friends with them that were backstage during the Vegas shootings. And they reached out to me and they're like, you have no idea how much Love Wins means to me now after this. And they both got tattoos that have lyrics from that song on it and Route 91 and the date of the thing. And, like, so, you know, even if it just meant something to those two people right there, like Whiskey on My Breath, you know, it's about addiction. And at some point, you know, a lot of the songs that go up the charts are the fun, feel good, drinking, or the girl songs. But when Eric and I are long gone off this earth, man, we want to leave something behind. And I think that Love Wins and Whiskey on My Breath are the two songs that we've released that will be those songs for us long after we're off this earth, you know? It's not selfish, it's not proud. Love's the noise above the loud. It never fails, it forgets and it forgives. Love wins. But what scares me to death is meeting Jesus with whiskey on my breath.
You just heard Love Wins and Whiskey on My Breath. Two songs that have literally changed my life, as well as the lives of so many others. You can catch both of those songs on Love and Theft's upcoming fourth album, and I was stoked to get more details about the album from Steven, as well as even more info on how we can support his mother Susie's battle with ALS.
I was going to mention Whiskey on My Breath because, you know, that song had such a profound effect on me, you know, helping me. I've been sober for over 2 years now.
That's awesome.
You know, and Love Wins the same way. So for all the stories that you hear, there'll be so many more that, you know, you just never hear that somebody stumbled across it and it, you know, it changed their life.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's just, man, make music's fun, man. It's, you got to separate the political side of it and realize why you really got into it in the first place before you were getting paid and before you were trying to get radio guys to play your song. Like, why were you doing it in the first place? And where did that base from? And if you can kind of remind yourself of that, I think it reflects on your show and reflects on your life thing. Because, you know, Eric and I have had a lot of ups and downs, man. It's a lot of big ups and a lot of really big lows. So we're just keeping at it. And our new album is hands down the best collective sound and group of songs we've ever had. And Love Wins is on there. And we actually put Whiskey on My Breath back on there. Now we wait. It's like, hurry up and finish the album, and then you wait. But that's part of it. That's why we're glad that Love Wins is out. And we got them to let us put that out because at least we have something new from the album out there. Whiskey on My Breath is on the album. And then we're going to have a new song probably. We're going on a radio tour this fall. So we will probably have a new song out. It might be like on iTunes, maybe like in December, January kind of thought. And then now be to promote the release of the new album in the spring, I would think. Just like everything else, we don't get to pick that. But that's, if based on what I've heard, that's probably our timeline. So it's going to be good, man. It's all good things, you know, going into Christmas season. We still got a lot of shows booked and we're adding new shows all the time and we're busy, you know. I guess nobody's ever as busy as they want to be, depending on the person, unless you're Josh Turner or Billy Currington. They're like, I don't want to do more than 75 shows a year. But Eric and I, we stay gone all the time if we could. It's because we have goals and we want to reach them. So.
Well, I can't wait to hear the new music and I'm going to try to see if I can get up there for the show.
Well, thank you, man. And even if you can't come to that one, your support and, you know, bringing awareness to it and to the disease, man, is greatly appreciated.
Tell us how we could find tickets to the show or how to donate to the GoFundMe that you set up as well.
So we have Shine for Susie is the name of the event. The GoFundMe is Shine for Susie. But also, if you can come to the show, you know, tickets on the Ryman website, they'll be right there. So we're excited, man. It's going to be good.
Awesome, brother. I appreciate you so much. Y'all's support of the show has been great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, your show's great, and I appreciate you, and thanks for your time, man.
I honestly hope this show brings a little light and a little hope to whomever stumbles across it. But the positive psychology of pop music has brought so much joy to my own life, and in truth, I don't know where my life would have taken me without it. I am truly blessed to be able to share the songs and the artists that have helped me in my own journeys, and there isn't anybody higher on that list than Eric Gunderson and Stephen Barker Lyles. Their music has helped me stay sober, work hard to achieve my dreams, and try to keep hope that love truly can win in an often very dark world. But their support of this show, and me, has meant more to me than I can ever put into words. You will not find more genuine guys anywhere in the music industry, and I feel very honored to know them and to be able to do whatever I can to repay just a little of the support they've given me. That's why I'll be heading to GoFundMe.com/ShineForSusie right now, and if you're able to, I hope you'll join me. Also, remember to check out Ryman.com to snag tickets to the Shine for Susie benefit concert featuring music from Love and Theft, Florida Georgia Line, Trent Tomlinson, Craig Campbell, Kanan Smith, Tyler Farr, Jared Neiman, and more. And let me give a big thank you to Stephen for sharing his mother's story. My thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, buddy. And thanks to each of you for tuning in as well. For the positive psychology of pop music, I'm Wesley Ryan.